The Army Corps of Engineers announced it needs more time to approve the Central Everglades Planning Project, or CEP. The plan is a $2 billion state and federal partnership that would restore the historic flow of water south in the River of Grass. Environmental advocates have long championed the project because it would eventually end harmful water flows into the Caloosahatchee and St. Lucie Rivers. State officials signed off on CEP just a few weeks ago. Everglades Foundation CEO Eric Eichenberg says federal bureaucratic feet-dragging is now slowing down restoration efforts.
We had tremendous momentum. There were a number of dominoes that had to fall prior to getting full-fledged congressional authorization. And we hit the brick wall of the Army Corps of Engineers. And quite frankly, they're supposed to be a partner when it comes to Everglades restoration. And it showed that they're also a hindrance.
In a conference call with reporters, Army Corps Planning Chief Eric Bush said the agency had 3 weeks to review 8,000 pages, which he says wasn't enough time. Bush says there's also a minor dispute over negotiated language, but he says the Corps plans on having something finalized by late summer.
You know, we haven't failed. We are very close. We need to take these next few weeks just to get the details right, and then we'll be in position to do that.
Advocates are also concerned this could mean the CEP won't be part of a current congressional water bill, which typically passes once every 7 years. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.